listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true?
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We greet you here today on this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us here, be it 5:30 a.m. here on WWBC, 7:30 a.m. here on 91.5 WMIE, 5:30 in the afternoon, rebroadcast. Thank you guys and gals and young adults and kids, too, for spending 30 minutes of your Tuesday with me here today. We're in the book of Romans. This is the last sermon through this series in the book of Romans here on the radio, as it was the last sermon here at the church where I just preached through this series here in the book of Romans. We just started the book of Acts this past Sunday, and you'll hear that coming up. We're going to get back into this famous chapters of the Bible. We'll build up some new sermon series through Acts, and you'll be hearing that on the radio as well. I invite you guys to attend Island Community Church and take part in this series in Acts, or come on Wednesday night if you are able to. We're in the book of 1st and 2nd Peter, and we will be in chapter 5 here tomorrow night as we're wrapping up 1st Peter. We'll go right into 2nd Peter. Much more informal service on a Wednesday night. We have a big dry erase board. It's open for questions and hopefully answers to those questions or comments. And I invite you guys to attend our Wednesday evening service, 6 p.m. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. It's Island Community Church. If you enjoy this radio show, and if you're free on Wednesday night, I invite you to come to our service. The service is broadcast live on our Facebook page, Island Community Church Facebook. That'll turn on live right at 6 p.m. on Wednesday night. Here on the radio, again, this is the end of Romans. I entitled this sermon, The Law of Liberty. That title comes from chapter 14, and we're going to wrap it up here in chapter 16, where the Apostle Paul says, "Now I urge you, brethren," this is Romans 16:17. "I urge you, brethren, to note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them." And then he says that they serve themselves. And I've learned that those that cause division in a church, it's all about them. They're only concerned with themselves. The Apostle Paul says they do it to fill their own belly. That is, they don't follow what the Bible says, where the Bible says to esteem others as better than yourselves. And those that cause division in the church are looking out for, number one, they're looking out for themselves. It's the selfish ego and personal pride is what causes divisions in the church. So that's where we're at. This is the second part of this message here. The law of liberty.
There is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him. And when he had entered the house and he left the people, his disciples asked him about this parable. And he said to them, "Really? Are you without understanding? Don't you see that whatever goes into a person from outside of them cannot defile him? Since it enters not his heart, but into his stomach and is expelled." Then it says this. Thus, this is Mark 7:19. Thus he declared all foods clean. Now, I just gave you two verses to sock away in the margin of your Bible. Romans 4. For the next time some legalist knocks on your door and tells you you have to keep Torah and that you can't eat shellfish and that you can't eat pork, Romans 14:14, Mark 7:19, thus he declared all foods clean. You might have a problem with it, but don't say God has a problem with it, because he doesn't. And he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. From within, out of the heart of man, comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality. And see, there's plenty of stuff that defiles us here. But not a pulled pork platter. I got that written in my Bible. You know, when I die and they open up my Bible and they say, what in blazes did that? Why did he write PPP there in Galatians chapter 2 when he argued with Peter? That stands for pulled pork platter. It is what it is. All these evil things come from within and they defile a person. So, again, write it down. Take it to the bank. Mark 7:19, thus he declares all foods clean. See, not pork. Slander defiles you. Not shellfish. Coveting and envying is what defiles you. Also, broccoli defiles you. Write it down. How could I preach on food and not talk about broccoli? Now let's go to the Apostle Peter. Why don't you guys turn with me? Let's go to Acts chapter 10. We're not done looking, because this is a serious matter, okay? It was the misunderstanding of thinking that you cannot draw close to God and eat particular foods that he condemned in the Old Testament. And that's poison. How many more verses do you need other than this? Acts chapter 10, let's pick it up in verse 9. This is the famous vision the Apostle Peter got. He was waiting on his pulled pork platter and he went up to pray up there on the roof. Actually, that hadn't happened yet. It's about to happen right now, because God's about to tell him, you can eat all the pulled pork platters that you want. You can even eat sliced pork. You can even eat St. Louis ribs. You can even eat baby back ribs. You can even eat pork tenderloin. Pork rinds. All right, I'm hungry now. How about you people? Spiral ham. Well, I got a short sermon today. We need to laugh a little. Okay, the Apostle Peter, Acts chapter 10. Now, Peter was still, remember, now Christianity at this point is months old. And no good Jew would ever eat any of those things we just laughed at. He just didn't do it, because it was forbidden in the Word of God. That's why all these things are written, because Christianity was just a few weeks or years old. I mean, here you are as a good Jew, and you're keeping the Old Testament. That's all that you knew. You can't just stop doing that just one day. Some people are going to be offended at that. And I understand that, rightfully so. Here in this country, there's no excuse for that. You know, you've never lived under that, for the most part. Okay, Acts chapter 10, let's pick it up in verse 9. Now the next day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up to the housetop about the sixth hour to pray. That's 12 noon. And he became hungry, wanted to eat. But while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance. And he saw the heavens open and something like a great sheet descending, being let down by its four corners upon the earth. In it were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him saying, rise, Peter, kill, eat. But Peter said, no way, I'm not going to eat that. He said, by no means. He said, me genoito. He said, He even said that to God. I'm not going to eat that. I have never eaten anything common or unclean. And the voice came to him a second time saying, what God has made clean, do not call common. Now, verse 16. This happened three times. And then the thing was taken up at once to heaven. You see, three times to get this truth to sink into his skull, it took three times for him to get this. So what's the word of God telling us today? Answer, you are free as a Christian. You're free to eat whatever you want. You're free to not eat whatever you don't want to eat. Just don't offend your Christian brother by what you eat. Why is this such a big deal? I mean, who cares? I mean, who cares what a person eats or not? Answer, because people were teaching that you couldn't draw near to God without following all these rules. And one of those rules was what you were allowed to eat and what you were forbidden from eating. Okay, verse 14. Back to Romans 14:14. You know, we see other things replacing food for that today. I said eating or not eating certain foods, you know, you can't draw near to God. I have at the radio station where I work with Danny, I have an audio recording of one of the most famous preachers in the country saying, and I can email you the audio if you doubt me, that if you do not speak in tongues, that you cannot draw near into the presence of God. So for some, that's taken the place of food. That is outlandish blasphemy. That God's only available for me and my pals. Not me. Romans 14:14. I know and I'm persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself. But if it's unclean for anyone, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, then you're no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. Now, I know that reads a little different in the NIV. By what you eat, or some translations say, do not destroy the one whom Christ died by what you eat. Verse 16. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. I'm in verse 20, Romans 14:20. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean. But it's wrong for anyone to make another person stumble in what he eats. Plain and clear, isn't it? Again, this is lost on us today. Christianity at this point was 20 years old. The Old Testament law was all that many of these people knew. So he's telling the Gentiles to be easy on these Jews that are in the faith and part of the faith, to understand they have a hard time with the freedoms that you have. So just don't cause someone else to stumble by what you're going to eat. Eat something else. That's what all you're free, but don't cause someone else to stumble. Don't flaunt your pulled pork platter in front of anybody. Now, chapter 15, subject heading, bear one another's burdens. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. In Greek, this should read, we have an obligation to bear with the weaknesses of those who are unable to help themselves. You know, some people take this on as a career field. What an awesome thing this is. I mean, I talk about having a blank check from God, you know, to go out here and make a difference and help people that are unable to help themselves. Here it is right here. Open door. Verse 2, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up or edify him. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, through the encouragement of our Bible, we might have hope. So that's our Old Testament. And may we continue to learn from it as well, right? I mean, there's five things I wrote down here. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction. Like number one, God created the heaven and the earth. That's written for our instruction, right? Written for our instruction to teach us who's responsible for creating this world. Number two, Adam and Eve got thrown out of paradise due to sin. Sin is what cost them and got them chucked out. Number three, Satan is the enemy of God. Therefore, our enemy, and his doom is certain. Number four, unbelief is a serious sin. Number five, the Messiah is coming soon. I mean, that's all the way back from Genesis chapter 3, when God said to the devil, one of these days, devil, someone's coming, and he's going to put the hurt on you. All the way to this scripture here, the last book, the last thing written in the Old Testament. Behold, I will send my messenger. He will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come into his temple. Behold, he's coming, says the Lord of hosts. All of that has been written down for our instruction. Verse 5, now may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. So I love these attributes of God here. Number one, he's the God of endurance. He's the God of encouragement. Is there anything we need more than those two things? What do you think? Endurance? God help me, right? Encouragement? In chapter 16, he's going to add the God of peace. 2 Corinthians, he writes, the God of all comfort. So there's four. He's the God of endurance. He is the God of encouragement. He is the God of peace. He is the God of all comfort. Maybe that's why he wrote back in chapter 8, that of God before you, who can be against you? Church, as you receive the Lord Jesus, you will receive all of these great attributes of God. They are all yours. These attributes belong to your Heavenly Father. They describe the nature of God. And you are his adopted son and daughter. And a joint heir with Christ. He will always give you the endurance that you need to cross the finish line in faith. He's the God of endurance. And you belong to him. What shall we say other than look out world, right? Here I come. If God is for me, who can be against me? He will always encourage you in your life. Much better than I can when I'm at a loss for words to what to say. God is the God of encouragement. He owns it. He's the God of peace. His son is called, a name for him is the Prince of Peace. God is the great dispenser of peace. And he will comfort you like no one else can. He created you, remember? Who else can minister to you like God does? Now, one last verse in our study here today. Romans chapter 16, verse 17. He says, I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles. Now, I think I'm still back in the NIV here. Watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them. All right, now he tells you why. For such persons do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but they serve their own appetites. One translation says they serve their own stomach. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. All right, though mainly he's talking about food and legalism, we can apply this to everything, church. Beware of people who cause divisions in the church because they are self-serving. Anyone who causes division in a church is because they're serving themselves instead of serving the body of Christ. Because the Bible says to esteem other people as better than you are. When you serve the body of Christ, I think more of you than I do about me. Otherwise, you're serving yourself. The Bible says people cause division in a church because they are serving themselves. And let me tell you what we've learned this time around through Romans. If you serve yourself as a lifestyle, you will never, ever, ever cross this finish line in faith. You can't. You're serving yourself. And if you're serving yourself, that means Satan has pegged you. Read it for yourself. Job chapter 2, verse 4, he says, skin for skin, exclamation point. What does he say again? All, thank you. All that a man has, he will give for his life. If you serve yourself, it's me, myself, and I. What can I do for myself? And those are the ones that cause a division in the church. Sometimes we have to remove them from here. But more often than not, as Pastor Darren would tell you, that he and I have learned that God Himself removes them. I'm blown away sometimes when I catch a glimpse of just how much of a vested interest that Almighty God has in Island Community Church. I'm no longer astounded anymore when I see him, when I see people leave and him drawing people out. So I've learned to embrace it when he shows people the door. Now, that's not a cryptic reference to anyone in particular. I'm just talking about the axiom here that it's true. This church is not for everyone, and I've learned to accept that. As the pastor here, you guys know that I don't play games, but I love to laugh and I love to inject humor in my sermons to lighten things up sometimes because we need that. We need to laugh. We need to laugh at ourselves sometimes with the knowledge and understanding that God is for me and wants me to succeed. However, I believe that Jesus is coming back on my watch and on my shift. And my instructions to all of you reflect my personal beliefs, whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, then I'll stand before God for all of you. I will be held accountable for what I do and say to all of you. And the charge over me, though, will be that I helped to prepare all of you to meet Jesus. And for that charge, I plead guilty to that. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you. We exalt you here in your house here today. We thank you for your word. Thank you for this study in Romans each and every week. We've learned so much. Thank you, it is for freedom that Jesus Christ has made us free. Thank you that we no longer have a yoke of bondage and slavery to us. Thank you. Thank you for breaking the power of sin so that we don't have to sin anymore. We can choose you now. We thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the people you've removed from here. Thank you for the people that you've added here. Thank you for this awesome work you're doing here at Island Community Church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I'll tell you what. Let's read the benediction from the last verses in Romans that we did not look at here. Romans chapter 16, verse 24. Is that still rolling? Okay. Romans 16, 24. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now has been made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all the nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. To God, who alone is wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever and ever. And the church family said, amen. God bless everyone. Have a great week. We'll see you back soon in God's house. Hopefully Wednesday, 6 o'clock.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.